It's an industry that I generally love. I have a passion for. I eat, sleep, I live for fitness.
No, you need to be obsessed. You need to wake up, think about it. You need to go to bed, think about your clients, think about your progress, think about what you can do better.
Genuinely, like, just be like patient and take your time. Like that is like, you've got to take it all in the right steps. You've got to nail what you do in person before you go online.
I don't like to talk about fear. The fears is usually something that makes your worries real.
You are listening to the Coaching Ignited Show, where we bring you stories and insights from coaches, fitness professionals, and industry experts to help you expand your business and reach your goals. If you're a new listener, thanks for joining us. My name is Alex Povey. You can subscribe to the podcast on all your favorite apps, including Spotify and iTunes. The Coaching Ignited movement is on a mission to help coaches and personal trainers increase their sales and reach their full potential. If you wanted to find out more, please head over to coachingignited.com. And if you wanted to connect with us on social media, all the details can be found in the show notes. Now let's get into today's show.
So this is episode 3 of the Coaching Ignited podcast. And today I've got Z with me, which I'm super excited about because he's very passionate and he's got bags of energy and he just rubs off on you and he's a great guy. So thanks for joining me today, Z. I really appreciate that. And I really
Thank you for having me.
So I just want you to maybe open by just introducing yourself and maybe just give people a bit of an idea of your background. And how you got started in the industry as well.
Okay. So hello, everybody. My name is Z. I'm a coach from the gym group. I'm currently based on Deansgate in Manchester. A bit about myself. So I've been passionate about bodybuilding and the fitness industry for about 20 odd years. I only recently, 5 years ago, decided to turn it into a business, personal training business. So I've been always involved in all sort of like a sport activities. I used to play football a little bit, then basketball. I was doing some skating, and it was always something going on in my life. My parents are an athlete too. My mother was a sprinter. My dad was a discus thrower. So there was always history of sport in my life, and they've been, I think, big influences, including my brother-in-law who owned the gym and who got me into bodybuilding at the first when I was about 14, I think. So yeah, that's pretty much all about me at the moment.
So what areas do you specialize in then? Have you got like a particular niche or passion within the industry?
I would say that muscle development, overall aesthetics and conditioning. I've done a couple of shows. I've done the physique shows and muscle model shows for a few federations, and it's all about getting you in the very best shape of your life, basically. So if your goal is actually to step up the game and really turn it up a little bit, I think I'm right guy to help you with it.
And then, so I mean, this podcast is all about business and more of the mechanics about how you go about your business and how you've set it up and some of the challenges you've faced. And it would be interesting to kind of go back to when you first started out in the industry and maybe talk about some of the challenges you faced with getting started. If you did have any, just share those and maybe some of the lessons you learned in the early days of personal training.
Yeah, of course. So, you see, I started up while I was working in security. So that time I was doing all my courses, and that was a big, big time and challenging time for myself. I was working overnight, and I decided to move on with my life, and I decided to do something that I really love and I'm really passionate about. And that's where the personal training came from. And I had a great mentors, and they've been really, really pushing me into doing it for some time, because if you can bring results into your life, so if you see the progress, and then you can share that knowledge and that passion and that energy with other people, you start to change people's lives for better, and you're directly responsible for improvements in their life. There's nothing more rewarding. So when challenges I faced at the first is probably the challenges everybody faced. So how to, from been working for someone else, start to work for all by yourself, so you become self-employed, and you are entirely responsible for whole process of acquiring clients and then whole process of the development and whole process and system of training. Everything is very individual and it's very much down to you. So I would say business strategies is something that I, as soon as I started, really focus on like a business development side of personal training, I started to see like my my potential actually to be used properly. And we start, as everybody, I suppose, on the beginning of the journey, it's never going to be easy and you're always going to be having some side wins and there's always going to be some step backs. It's all about persistency. It's all about of seeking out the right people to advise you as well, and then a right system to work specifically for your type of training and your type of business. So I will say you never stop learning, and there's so much more you can still get and still improve. And obstacles are always going to come across, but as soon as your system makes sense, and as long as your system really works towards the goals of your clients, and you mainly focus on improving people's lives and helping people, you should get pretty good results.
So let's talk about like growing your business and getting clients, because that's probably one of the biggest challenges that most people face when it comes to growing a personal training business, right? So maybe talk about some tips or some advice that you would give for personal trainers looking to grow a client base. Like, what would you say?
I would say be open-minded, be friendly and approachable. You see, I came from the security work. So as in security, you not really interact with that many people. You come across a little bit like too serious. Okay, so as soon as I arrived in the gym and I've realized that personal training is all about creating this one-on-one connection with the person you're actually going to help. And my very big advice I could give to everyone is to be as friendly as possible, just to get this very first initial contact with your potential clients, and then be very specific as well on what you would like to get out of it and how you can help. Don't try to work with something you're not really sure of, because that can be very, very quickly picked on. And then I'm sure the client who's going to spot that you're not an expert in your subjects is not going to be happy with like investing into your system. So try to bring like a sustainable results as well, not just like a temporary one. So focus on the substance of the whole conditioning, and try to come up with like a diet plan that's actually going to last longer than a couple of months, and they're not going to be extremely too strict, so that people can actually maintain it. It's not what you can attain, it's what you can sustain, I suppose. The big advice I can give to every single person, and I cannot stress enough about it, is about how to plan your business. So you obviously need a business plan, so you need to speak to someone who can help you with that. That should be very, very clear and should really, really contain all the targets you've got, weekly, monthly, yearly, whatever you want to get out of that business. You need to actually ask yourself, what do you want? And be really specific and just stick to your main goals. So if you know someone who can help you with it, I will say seek out for advice and make sure you stick to your main goals. Don't get sidetracked. Don't get sidetracked where you actually have 20 different tasks and you cannot really get one done properly. In general, be prepared to succeed. If you're not going to have preparation done before you actually go into business, the business will go its own route and you wouldn't have any sort of control. So I will say that's not sustainable and that doesn't guarantee success on any angle.
So I just want to touch on a point that you just made then about like seeking sort of advice from other people. And I'd say it kind of takes some self-awareness to do that. And maybe just talk about your experience of maybe seeking help, if you have maybe used a mentor or a particular resource in your career, and talk about that experience.
So you see, I educate myself all the time. So what I would do normally when I drive the car, I will listen to audiobooks, and there's many great authors out there who can help you. Geniuses of business and the people who helped to grow enormous industries. And there is enormous amount of like a titles you could choose from, and they can help you on every angle. I'm talking self-development books, or books on sales, or books on psychology, books on improving your own business in regards to training as well. There's many great titles out there. When it comes to mentoring, there's been many people in my life who influenced me into going into that type of business, not anything else. And one of them from very early days was the Andrzej Wodyń-Roszkowski. That's the gentleman who's the owner of the Strength Therapy in Manchester. And that's the person who I'm really, really grateful to, because he was originally the one who said the most important words that put me into personal training business. He said, it's rewarding to change yourself, but it's 10 times more rewarding to change someone else's and help someone else. So many mentors, many people I have to thank to, and I'm grateful to. Like I said, this is one of the persons I will definitely have to say thank you to.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because you said something quite profound there about helping other people, and I shared the same philosophy. But is there any other big takeaways that you've taken from mentors that have really just shaped your career and you as a person?
In general, to be genuine, to be yourself, to be friendly, to be open. You learn all the time. You know, every single time you step into that gym, you've got the contact with hundreds and hundreds of people. And it's down to you what type of contact that's going to be. So be that person they would like to speak to. Be open-minded, learn, be keen to learn and to listen. If you are a good listener, the people are going to open up more to you, so you can really, really pinpoint the right goals and right targets, and you can really find out what they would like to get out of it. So that was, I would say, it's never-ending journey of education and never-ending journey of learning something, some new skills. And you have to ask yourself, how hard do you want it and how much would you like to succeed? It's not just about making small steps towards your goal. It's about staying on that path and being persistent and never giving up, even when the times got a little bit harder.
So how do you sort of deal with those situations where sometimes you don't feel like getting to the gym, or I don't know if you face that, but I know a lot of people do.
I don't have them situations, Alex. It's not me.
But in terms of, like, you must have a very good mindset then, right? To be able to go in each day, or maybe there's something else driving you. Like, what really gets you up in the morning? Is it just the excitement of training people? Is it because you've just got so much going on? Like, what really drives you? What motivates you, Z?
It's nice you mentioned mindset, because that's crucial. You know, what you will decide to do in the first place, that's where the actions follow. So I would say, ask yourself, how hard do you want it? And ask yourself, is it actually something you genuinely like to do in your life and that makes you happy and makes you excited and driven? It should be the situation where 9 out of 10, you are happy to do so. Yes, so 9 out of 10 is a big number, and there is no lack of motivation. Alex, you need to know one thing. Motivation comes from actions. You cannot say to yourself, oh, I'm going to be so energetic today and exciting and everything. It happens almost automatically if you see results. If you don't see results, you can precondition yourself into it. So you can say, I can be the best version of me. I can try hard to do this and do that. But at the same time, you have to be focused on your goals and your priorities and what keeps you going. And if that's your main thing at that day, you shouldn't be lacking of motivation.
So are you saying, like, the goal setting thing, let's talk about that, because I'm a big advocate of goal setting, planning, setting targets, and just really, like, mapping out where I want to go. And particularly with my clients, mm-hmm. I'll do the same thing for those. And I'm sure you do it within your personal training business. But let's talk about you and your goals. Like, what's your process of setting your goals, and how do you go about writing them or putting them on paper or creating them? What's your process?
You see, I've got like a big, big mind map. So my process of setting goals is quite simple. So I've got a big goals, which are long-term goals, and I've got a small goals, which are maybe like a weekly or monthly goals. Plus, I've got a daily goals. So when I get up in the morning, first thing I do, and this is very, very simple process, I grab my phone, or ideally I grab the pen and paper, and I start writing down the actions I'm going to be taking that day in a most excellent way. So if my target for the day is to have, let's say, eight sessions with my clients, I will write it down as 8 best sessions I could ever do. If my targets are based on something else. For example, my other projects, I will say this part is a priority right now and I focus on it more than anything. My goal setting is pretty simple. So I keep it short, keep it very clear, keep it quite direct as well. So I can always keep my mind on it. So if I, whenever I look at my phone, I know it's there and I know which one is the most important. So setting them up is one thing and prioritizing them is a second thing. So I set the goals up and then I'll pick the ones which are non-questionably most important and the ones I have to execute in the first place. And then afterwards, I'm going further down my list. So first things first, focus on your main goal and make sure your main thing is a main thing.
Awesome. I mean, do you think like setting the goals really just helps you with the perspective and raising the bar? Do you think by putting stuff down on paper and creating those mind maps and roadmaps, it helps you raise the bar in your business? Do you think it has that type of effect as well?
100%. I can totally agree that setting up goals sets you in the right track to your main target, and it helps you up to keep and maintain the focus, and it definitely improves the success rate of your achievement. So I would say without goals, you're just drifting and blind, really. You don't know where you're going. And remember, if you don't know where you're going, every road's going to take you there. So if you don't have a clear goal where you wanted to be heading, you'll be not really achieving that many of them goals, to be honest with you.
So on this topic, it's probably quite fitting to ask you this, like what excites you most about your future business?
So I will say I'm extremely excited about the way my whole personal training develops and grows. And it's very, very natural for me to be involved in so many actions as well. So my future holds more exciting projects. So I'm looking forward to expand my business online, and that's why I've been working so intensively on the one-on-one sessions as well, just to get as good coach with a clients in the gym, and then transfer the same type of energy and knowledge and experience and passion into online coaching. So that's one of the projects that future holds. And on top of it, I've got the supplements company that's just basically arrived in UK. You can find it online under titanos.com. That's TYTANOS.com. So that's like a new upgrade on protein shakes. We drink, obviously, for many, many reasons, just to recover post-workout or just to give us additional like a calorie boost, or just basically, if you need the quality product in your life as a meal replacement in general, I wouldn't recommend to replace your meals with protein shakes only. But if that's the case, if your lifestyle is extremely busy and you don't have the time to jump into the restaurant and get a meal, I will say that might be a good solution for you. My future holds just a bright, bright projects that excite me every day, to be honest with you, Alex. I'm getting up in the morning thinking, what else could I do? How much more I can improve my success rate with all the current activities? So I'm really, really grateful for my clients and my position in the gym. And I'm really grateful to have such a fantastic people around me that support me all the time with everything I do.
I just want to say, guys, and that's all awesome stuff. Like, I know you've got a lot going on. And I just want to say, like, that protein that you've created, I've tried it myself, and it tastes incredible. And I was getting that bloaty.
Thank you.
The bloaty feeling. But then when I took that, it was just super smooth, no bad effects. What was the flavor? It was like a coffee or like an...
Yeah,
we're trying to make
a little twist. We're trying to make a little twist on the flavoring, you see. So most of the people used to it to the chocolate and strawberry flavors, which I'm not a big fan of. So imagine me as a personal trainer and bodybuilder, and I've been training for so long and I've been looking for that product. I decided to do it myself. I decided to bring something fresh to the market that the people not going to be fed up with flavor-wise. So the flavoring we've got at the moment is the Arabic coffee cardamom, and Arabic coffee with caramel. It's very, very unique flavor.
it's something you haven't tried before, and I'm pretty sure you're going to be very, very impressed about the quality of the product. It's produced in Belgium from all the highest quality ingredients. It's clean whey label. So it's all you're looking for, like your protein shake, basically. All you're looking in your protein shake, you can find in Titanus.
Awesome. And then like what sort of led you down this path? Because you I know you're a super, super busy personal trainer. You're averaging about 40 to 55 hours a week, right? And so you're super busy. But then you wake up, you launch this protein brand, you want to build an online business. Like, how do you fit it all in? Like, how do you manage your time to make sure that you're getting the most out of it? And I know you've got a girlfriend as well, which you're trying to manage, which is super important. So, like, how do you literally manage all these things and projects that are going on in your life?
Alex, as soon as you're starting doing it, you're getting used to it. I'll tell you one thing. I'd rather have 18 hours of work when I'm occupied with the tasks I really like to do and really enjoy to do than have a 20 hours when I've got nothing to do. So I'm really big fan of utilizing my time in the most productive way. What I will never forgive myself, if I will have an opportunity to make a difference and help people and help bigger amount of people, and then be that guy who never did it because he was sitting on his sofa and he was watching the TV show. So I don't like criticize that. There are people who are happy that way. It's just simply not for me. How do I organize myself? Very simple way. I've got a schedule where I put every single hour with specific notes right next to it. And 1 hour is usually one training session with my clients, as well as more or less 1 hour most of the time. Apart from this, Titan is always going to occupy my mind, as that was my baby from the day one. It took us 2.5 years in development in order to get everything just right, and it looks the way we wanted it to look, and it tastes the way we wanted to taste. How do I organize myself? I just keep myself under control when it comes to my talent management. So I work around the clock, and if you're prepared, you don't really fail to get everything done at the same time.
It sounds like you've got a solid plan, a bulletproof mindset. You're super busy. You've got loads of things going on. But I mean, is there anything that you fear in your life?
Oh, yeah, of course I do. Of course I do.
Because everyone fears something, right? I fear many things.
Yeah, of course. I'm a human, Alex. I know it sounds like it, but it took years of preparation and took a long time to get into that mindset. And it's all a matter of practice. So I would say, if you're starting up right now, yes, say to yourself, how hard do you want it and how much you want to get out of it, and be specific. Then start planning for that success, okay? And then, of course, I've made mistakes. Of course, I'm not perfect. And you say to me, you're so organized, you're perfect with this, you're passionate with this. Yes, I am, but that was a practice. That was a journey. I wouldn't say it happened overnight. It takes the time to get used to it, to that pace. You kind of just walk into, like, say, 10 PT sessions and be great on every single one of them. You have to prepare yourself to that mindset to be great on every single one of them. It takes some time to get your system to used to it as well. Do I fear? I fear many things, but I don't like to talk about fear. The fears is usually something that makes your worries real. You know, I will say I'm excited for many things, but do I fear many things? As everybody, I do, but I don't talk about them.
I'm interested to know why you don't talk about them, because you're doing it.
For a reason. I keep my face to me.
it's a strategy, though, right? And I'm interested in that. Like, why you don't talk about them? Is it because you think they're going to manifest themselves?
I'm only joking. It's not like that. It's not like this. I'm only playing with you. I'm afraid of many things. It's mainly. You're always worried about, is your business going to go this way or that way? I wouldn't call it fear. I would say it's more about little worries. Everybody gets it.
Yeah.
It's like little worries, big worries.
Yeah.
Yes. Am I not going to get like injured through training I'm doing? Am I not going to like have any illness going on? Everybody's worried about the same things pretty much. It's just how you're getting on with every day, to be honest with you. You just have to say, I am the guy
to, you know, take it on your shoulders and take full responsibility for your actions, and that's it.
Awesome. Are there, we touched on like audiobooks and listening to materials and resources, and I know you're a big reader. I know you listen to a lot of audiobooks. And so, like, is there any sort of key books or tools that you turn to or that you've really enjoyed that you think other people should go check out or should listen to, or even certain people that you follow that have been inspiring 100%. Or really helped in your journey?
If I can give any advice in regards to building your business, there is definitely one gentleman who was having the biggest impact on my sales in general. This gentleman's called Grant Cardone. I'm sure the salespeople know who I'm talking about. If you never ever heard anything about what this gentleman is talking, please make sure you do. The books I can recommend is probably If You're Not First, You're Last, or Sell or Be Sold. This is the bread and butter for every salesperson. Apart from Grant Cardone, I would definitely recommend the Tony Robbins to Awaken the Giant Within, and I will recommend many books of the old school sales mentors like Earl Nightingale or Brian Tracy or maybe even Napoleon Hill. That's like very old school, but everybody should read that book because it's got so much wisdom. Think and Grow Rich. Yes, it's so much wisdom out there. And imagine if you only pick one little thing out of every single one of them audiobooks that can improve your life, is worth every single penny. So that's it.
Yeah. Couple more on there as well, because I'm a big reader of Grant Cardone. I absolutely love his material. And all his books are very easy to digest, aren't they, Z? They're very like, they're laid out in simple terms. They're not overly complicated, very easy to digest. I love the 10X rule, where it's just about talking about just putting your business basically on steroids, just growing it. And the Closer's Survival Guide, which is awesome, right? It's just full of different ways to get people over the line and get people to buy your products. And all his stuff is really good, so go check that out. What about is there any other resources that you use? I think we were talking about meditation the other day, which is quite interesting, isn't it? And how it can have a big impact on your life.
I would say meditation at some point was like an eye-opener for myself. As I mentioned, when I first started, I was really into getting as many like a training sessions done as possible, and then I was working overnight at the same time, so I ended up like in such a condition when I was wired all the time, when I was falling asleep almost halfway through a day, and then and I'm talking in the situations where I shouldn't fall asleep. Then I found one guy in the gym that was doing meditation at the time, and thank you very much to him to open my eyes towards it. And then I started practicing myself. So the meditation is always going to be playing a crucial role in my life. It just helps you structure your objectives and helps you clear your mind and relieve that additional tension you're carrying with you all that time. So meditation, I can definitely recommend the Headspace. That's a great application to start with. And there's loads of like a different sources of information in regards to meditation out there, but if you haven't tried it, that's a must have for you.
Yeah, I started with the Headspace and I didn't like the guy's voice, so I switched over to a different app.
That's
now,
just personal preference. Yeah, that's a
yeah, so I've got a new one now. It's called Calm, and it's like a 10 minute session each day. It's like called daily Calm or whatever, where it's got like guided meditation. It's good. It's really good. And I've noticed, like, since I've been meditating, everything's been much clearer. Like, it's way easier to access information and just see things and come up with solutions a lot quicker, I find. I've noticed a notable difference off the back of maybe 2-3 weeks. And another big thing that it's helped is my sleep. Like, correct. I was struggling with like not getting to sleep, but waking up with thoughts and a lot of things going through my head. As you probably know, running a business and multiple things, you've got loads of ideas going on at any one time, right? And so it's kind of keeping me awake. And what I do now is I do the meditation just before I go to sleep. And so I'm basically just trying to clear my thoughts out of my head, create some silence, and then I've been sleeping a lot better anyway. So anyone that's maybe struggling with all these different thoughts going on, or you've got loads going on in your life, like, meditation is great, and it just keeps you on in a better place, right? It keeps you sharper, makes you more focused, and I think it even makes you live longer, doesn't it, Z? Something like that. It does a lot of good stuff.
I'm pretty sure it does. At least you're not stressing ahead. At least you're not worried about everything, and the whole cortisol in your system drops. So I would say meditation makes you a happier person. That's a good statement, I think, to make in regards.
Yeah, definitely. And then have you got any sort of final words as we wrap up the podcast for the listeners? Anything like additional or that you'd like to share with people?
Yeah, I would love to say for everyone to be persistent with your goals and be very, very positive. Even the times are hard sometimes. Don't give up and carry on, because the success can be just around the corner, and all you have to do is believe in yourself, and you'll realize the more positive you are in regards, you starting to be approached by different people, and you've got more opportunities to actually succeed. I will say, make sure you do something you're entirely immersed and in love into, and make sure you like genuine and you enjoy the ride. That's pretty much what I would like to say.
Thank you so much, Z. I really appreciate you doing this podcast. It means so much to me. I'm super grateful. We're going to put some links in the description about where people can find you. But if you just want to let people know if they wanted to find you on Instagram or find your website, where can they find you?
If you would like to find me on Instagram, is ZEE_PT. If you're looking for my product, that's titanos.com. So TYTANOS.com. That's pretty much it. If you can find me in the gym, Deansgate, Manchester, if you would like to one-on-one consultation, and you just want to say hello.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Z.
No, thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure having you. I'll see you soon.
Thanks for tuning into the show. I hope you enjoyed it, guys. If you did, head over to your favorite app and leave us a short review. I'd really appreciate that. And if you wanted to learn more about our products and services, head over to coachingignited.com. And if you wanted an awesome website built for your coaching business, head over to our partner company, savectormedia.com. That's all from me. See you soon.